如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估四。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I had a very nice dream last night. I dreamt I won a holiday.
Oh, really? Where? To New York or Washington?
I won a holiday to London. I hope it will come true. We are having a little party at the weekend. Can you and Tom come?
That sounds nice.Thank you, but I'll have to check with Tom.
So, Susan, how long have you been a writer?
Well, Tom, I didn't start taking up my pen until I was in my 20s, and I'm over 50 now. So, goodness, I must have been writing for about 30 years.What do you think of our plan?
As good, if not better, as theirs.
Can you give me a lift to the school?
I'm terribly sorry, I can't. I have to be at work by 8. I can call you a taxi, though.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
So, you say you had your handbag stolen this afternoon at about what time?
It must have been 3 hours ago, about 4 o'clock. I was doing my shopping when this fellow suddenly seized my bag and ran off.
Was there anything valuable inside the bag?
Not really, but the bag itself was an expensive one. It cost me about $500.
And are you able to recognize the man?
I did get a quick look at him.I remember he was tall, bearded, and he had dark brown hair. I'm sure I'd recognize him if I saw him again.
Okay, I just need to find out a few more details before we take action. So, you say you had your handbag stolen this afternoon at about what time?
It must have been 3 hours ago, about 4 o'clock. I was doing my shopping when this fellow suddenly seized my bag and ran off.
Was there anything valuable inside the bag?
Not really, but the bag itself was an expensive one. It cost me about $500.
And are you able to recognize the man?
I did get a quick look at him. I remember he was tall, bearded, and he had dark brown hair. I'm sure I'd recognize him if I saw him again.
Okay, I just need to find out a few more details before we take action.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Did you ever win anything?
Well, yes, I did. I came in first in this little competition in the local newspaper. And it was this competition where you had to finish the phrase, school is.
Right.
And design a poster. And so I said, because I was quite a good student at the time, I said, school is the key to a new and better world.
So how old were you then?
It was 10 years ago. I was 11.
Oh, right. So what did you win then?
I won a $20 gift certificate at Hathaway House Bookshop. And I spent the whole summer there, because $20 was quite a lot then. I still have the books that I bought there.
Lucky you. Did you ever win anything?
Well, yes, I did. I came in first in this little competition in the local newspaper. And it was this competition where you had to finish the phrase, school is.
Right.
And design a poster. And so I said, because I was quite a good student at the time, I said, school is the key to a new and better world.
So how old were you then?
It was 10 years ago. I was 11.
Oh, right. So what did you win then?
I won a $20 gift certificate at Hathaway House Bookshop, and I spent the whole summer there, because $20 was quite a lot then. I still have the books that I bought there.
Lucky you.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Catherine, you look great in these photos.
Oh, thanks. I got into that wedding dress with great difficulty. It was too small.
Why didn't you get one in your size?
Oh, it was my grandmother's. My mother wore it on her wedding day, and I really wanted to wear it on mine. I suffered for 6 months so I could wear it.
How did you do it?
Do you know this diet that many actors are doing? I don't think it's very healthy if you do it for a long time, but it really works.
Is it the diet that you love but have to avoid?
No, actually. You can eat things like, roast chicken, steak, and bacon, but you can't eat any bread and butter. Dieting is so boring. Hopefully, I won't need to wear the wedding dress again anyway.
Catherine, you look great in these photos.
Oh, thanks. I got into that wedding dress with great difficulty. It was too small.
Why didn't you get one in your size?
Oh, it was my grandmother's. My mother wore it on her wedding day, and I really wanted to wear it on mine. I suffered for 6 months so I could wear it.
How did you do it?
Do you know this diet that many actors are doing? I don't think it's very healthy if you do it for a long time, but it really works.
Is it the diet that you love but have to avoid?
No, actually. You can eat things like, roast chicken, steak, and bacon, but you can't eat any bread and butter. Dieting is so boring. Hopefully, I won't need to wear the wedding dress again anyway.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
In what way is your school different from other schools?
Our school is for all children because a few of the children are physically disabled and some of the others have learning difficulties. In our school, we have faster learners and slower learners.
And is yours the only school like this?
That's correct. Up till now, disabled children and those with learning difficulties were sent to special schools. They grew up in a different world.
What made you decide to start this new school?
We realized that disabled children had no knowledge of children in ordinary schools. We thought it was important that all human beings should grow up together.
Do the slower learners hold up the faster learners?
No. For some classes, slow learners and faster learners are separated. In other classes, they all work together.
How does that work?
Well, the faster learners help the slower learners.That way, they become very skilled as teachers. When it's time for the faster learners to do a task or do their homework, they do it more quickly and better, too.
In what way is your school different from other schools?
Our school is for all children because a few of the children are physically disabled and some of the others have learning difficulties. In our school, we have faster learners and slower learners.
And is yours the only school like this?
That's correct. Up till now, disabled children and those with learning difficulties were sent to special schools. They grew up in a different world.
What made you decide to start this new school?
We realized that disabled children had no knowledge of children in ordinary schools. We thought it was important that all human beings should grow up together.
Do the slower learners hold up the faster learners?
No.For some classes, slow learners and faster learners are separated. In other classes, they all work together.
How does that work?
Well, the faster learners help the slower learners. That way, they become very skilled as teachers. When it's time for the faster learners to do a task or do their homework, they do it more quickly and better, too.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
A man who had drunk too much wine at a party and then was driving home was stopped by the policeman.On being tested, the man couldn't walk a straight line, not to mention driving a car. So the police wrote out a ticket and was about to give it to him when another accident in the opposite lane got their attention. Considering that the police weren't coming back to him, the man drove home and went to bed. He was awakened in the morning by a knock at the door, and in came three policemen. "Are you Mr. Johnson?" they asked. He admitted he was.Were you pulled over at Main Street last night for driving under the influence? Again, the man admitted that was him. Where is your car now? The police asked. The man answered that it was in the garage. May we see the car? Asked the police. The man answered, sure, and opened the garage. Inside the garage was the police's car. A man who had drunk too much wine at a party and then was driving home was stopped by the policeman.On being tested, the man couldn't walk a straight line, not to mention driving a car. So the police wrote out a ticket and was about to give it to him when another accident in the opposite lane got their attention. Considering that the police weren't coming back to him, the man drove home and went to bed. He was awakened in the morning by a knock at the door, and in came three policemen. "Are you Mr. Johnson?" they asked. He admitted he was.Were you pulled over at Main Street last night for driving under the influence? Again, the man admitted that was him. Where is your car now? The police asked. The man answered that it was in the garage. May we see the car? Asked the police. The man answered, sure, and opened the garage. Inside the garage was the police's car.